Chapter 101. Oh dear old Pip, old chap, said Joe. God knows as I forgive you, if I have anything to forgive. Amen. And God knows I do, echoed Biddy. Now let me go up and look at my old little room, and rest there a few minutes by myself, and then when I have eaten and drunk with you, go with me as far as the finger post, dear Joe and Biddy, before we say goodbye. I sold all I had, and put aside as much as I could, for a composition with my creditors who gave me ample time to pay them in full, and I went out and joined Herbert. Within a month, I had quitted England, and within 2 months I was clerk to Clariker and Company, and within 4 months I assumed my first undivided responsibility. For, the beam across the parlor ceiling at Mill Pond Bank had then ceased to tremble under old Bill Barley's growls, and was at peace, and Herbert had gone away to marry Clara, and I was left in sole charge of the Eastern branch until he brought her back. Many a year went round before I was a partner in the house, but I lived happily with Herbert and his wife, and lived frugally, and paid my debts, and maintained a constant correspondence with Biddy and Joe. It was not until I became third in the firm that Clariker betrayed me to Herbert, but he then declared that the secret of Herbert's partnership had been long enough upon his conscience, and he must tell it. So, he told it, and Herbert was as much moved as amazed, and the dear fellow and I were not the worst friends for the long concealment. I must not leave it to be supposed that we were ever a great house, or that we made mints of money. We were not in a grand way of business, but we had a good name, and worked for our profits, and did very well. We owed so much to Herbert's ever cheerful industry and readiness, that I often wondered how I had conceived that old idea of his inaptitude, until I was one day enlightened by the reflection that perhaps the inaptitude had never been in him at all, but had been in me. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.